as we heard earlier in the week. The longest fence in the world, as it's come to be known, will come east as far as Mungindi and as far south as the South Australian border in a $37 million extension of the wild dog exclusion measures. The wild dog fence will be extended by 742 kilometres, more than double its current length, along the western and northern borders of New South Wales. The Deputy Premier, John Barilaro, made the announcement, saying the wild dogs were creating emotional stress and anxiety and putting in danger livestock and farms. And also at that announcement was the Primary Industries Minister, Niall Blair.
Wild dogs have a big impact on the state's economy, about $22 million a year, and we know that the fence is missing in some places, hasn't been constructed in some places, but also needs to be upgraded in some places. So this is the sort of announcement that we know is a high priority for the people of Western New South Wales. It's the sort of announcement that you see from a government that actually understands regional New South Wales, and I'm pretty sure you won't see the Labor opposition making any sort of commitment in this area. They probably don't even know the fence exists. Mm. But it is a vital piece of infrastructure to provide that support for our farmers and to keep the dogs at bay.
Well, following on from that announcement, there's a sign now that that fence will definitely be getting an upgrade now that the ALP, despite what Niall Blair just said, they're saying they're matching the National Party funding announcement and they're backing it dollar for dollar. Here's the ALP's Mick Veitch.
Yeah, look, it's above and beyond politics, this one. I mean, if the government says that money's in the budget for the dog fence, then we'll match it. We'll agree to spend that money and the same time frames. It will be done under us as well.
So it's at a big commitment. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars, and so you're dollar for dollar, you're agreeing to the same amount.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, if the government says that money is available and they've committed to it, then we'll stick to the commitment as well.
And why is that?
Because people are saying it needs to be done, and it's pretty obvious that after 8 years, the government's decided they should do something about it. So if people out there are saying it needs to be done, then it needs to be done.
So, but it's been let run down.
Yeah, look, I have heard from people out there that it's there needs to be a bit of money spent on the upkeep of the existing fence as well as extending the fence. So, look, if the government says the money's available in the budget to do this, then we sure will do it.
Now, there's other commitments they've made. They've made, billion-dollar commitments in some areas. Are you going to match everything?
No, that's not the case. We'll look at the government's announcements on merit and weigh them up. The issue is, of course, whether or not the budget can actually sustain some of these big announcements the government's making.
And there's a question mark there?
Yeah, look, we're just concerned that the government's throwing money in desperation around regional New South Wales, trying to convince people that after 8 years you should give them another go. I mean, a lot of these projects they're saying they'll do. In fact, they should have already started within their 8 years. They've had 8 years to do some of these things. But we won't match all their announcements, but we'll look at them on merit and ensure that the money's there. The money's there, we'll then give some consideration to some of them.
But the dog fence is one. It's like it's on the list.
Absolutely, the dog fence is one. We will do it. People have said it should be done. And the government's saying the money's there in the budget. Well, then let's do it.